HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have Meenakshi Shekharan with us, who dealt with her first epilepsy attack at the age of 13. An incurable disease, epilepsy resulted in a variety of tribulations for Meenakshi, including short-term memory loss. Meenakshi had to let go of her regular college and enroll in an open university graduation course just to fulfill her studies. It was only at the age of 21 that Meenakshi connected with a doctor who found the right medicine that could control her fits, and thus began a journey from depression to optimism. So come, let's listen to her story.
Hi everyone, my name is Meenakshi Shekharan. I'm a 31-year-old resident of Delhi. I'm a native of Kerala, which is my hereditary identity, but my soul belongs to Delhi as I was born and raised here. I work with a reputed multinational in the energy sector, and my profession is talent acquisition, which in simple words is recruitment. So I'm diagnosed with epilepsy, a neurological disorder, which I inherited genetically from my family tree. For people who don't understand epilepsy, I translate it in Hindi and the word is mirgi. I haven't recovered, and I have no clue if I can ever recover. But I did find a solution through a neurosurgeon to lead a normal healthy life without making any compromises. I'm handling it very confidently today since the last 18 years now, and still counting on. I'm just being positive and living my present life. So it was around the year 2000, I think a couple of years later, when I was a teenager. My body was like a regular kid going through hormonal changes, which we term as puberty. One morning, I had to wake up for my school, and I felt a jerk or a shivering effect in my body and on my mind as well at the same time. It was unusual, very scary, as this was out of my control. I was unable to figure out a way in terms of how to stop it. I immediately woke my mom up and told her the whole thing. Her response was very casual because she said maybe it is because of lack of sleep, your body is shivering, maybe you didn't sleep on time, or the duration of your sleep was lesser. So my suggestion is maybe you sleep over it and you'll be fine. I seconded her that particular moment and took a day off to rest. With every passing day, but the jerks got aggressive, and one day I fell down because of the jerk. I fainted and my eyes rolled up. Pupil was not visible at all. It was that moment that my parents realized that their daughter is going through the same disorder which existed in their families. When I gained consciousness, my tongue pained as if I had some mouth ulcer. I was not able to recall where I was and how I got there. My parents explained me my health condition. My tongue was hurting because I had bit that myself, unintentionally of course, under the influence of seizure. Short-term memory loss is very common for such patients. Once they are back to being conscious, they actually don't remember everything that happened in the recent past. Half an hour back, whatever happened, they just cannot remember. MRI, brain scans, everything was done, and the reports were very normal. In fact, I'll tell you an incident that while I was being taken inside that MRI machine, I got a fit there itself. They had to stop the machine. They asked me to relax. They asked me to just calm down and relax and have some water. And once I feel better, once I'm ready to get inside that machine for the test or the scan, only then I should enter. I started crying there itself because I was feeling embarrassed and nervous, and I just didn't know how to tackle that situation when everybody is watching me getting these fits, trembling. I was shivering, but my father held my hand and he was just next to me. I got my tests done and everything was normal, and still I, felt this, that why this is happening to me, because of course as a kid I didn't understand the genetic effects. It is because of the genes and the family. I was just trying to avoid that whole situation that no, it is not because of the family genes. It could be for some other reason. I had no other health issues. I was a perfect kid till this day, with a very normal childhood. I'm fortunate, in fact, that, you know, I had a great childhood. I'm thankful to God that my childhood was spared and it was not impacted because of this health issue before the age of 13. From birth till the age of 13, I was absolutely a normal kid. I haven't recovered as on yet. But I remember my mother got recommended of a neurosurgeon back then, and we booked an appointment with him. He's a retired army person with strong medical achievements and now consulting in a reputed hospital. We met him. I explained him what I go through every month, particularly during my periods, because that's when hormones like to kick me inside, resulting in fits. Took the notes and prescribed some medicines. The day I took my first medicine, I don't know if it was a strong intuition or what, but I felt a little positive inside. I ran to my mother and I told her that I have a feeling, I have a strong feeling suddenly inside that everything is going to be fine and this medicine is going to be effective. It was back in 2010 I'm talking about, and today we are in 2020, complete 10 years. And I haven't had a single seizure under the medication. Honestly speaking, I've had many instances when I decided to give up on life. But I gave up on enjoying life when I met a boy in my late teens. And we were soon dating each other. A year later, his attitude changed. He became possessive and violent. And all this affected me emotionally and mentally. Since I was not exposed to the outer world, I was a very naive and quiet kid, and I used to easily get influenced by people and very vulnerable to deal with difficulties of life. I was having zero confidence in fighting for my rights, saying it on face that okay, what you're doing is wrong, this is not acceptable. I used to compromise with whatever was happening in my life. I used to digest that. But one day I pictured my life, what's been happening and what has happened till date in the last 18-20 years in my life. And I decided that I'm going to compromise and I'm going to give up on life. I convinced myself that this is my destiny, I have to accept it. My destiny comprises of open learning, open education, bad boyfriend who might become a dominating husband tomorrow, but at least I'll have one. And no career, because I didn't see a career for myself with a guy who was so dominating and who so possessive, and he did not really promote girls being vocal and independent and confident. He was a little patriarchy supporter. So I compromised. I was a stupid, naive kid, but I compromised and accepted whatever was on my plate. In fact, I was so demotivated that I prayed for my death to escape all these mental, emotional and physical hardships I was experiencing. I was torn and disturbed enough to give up in life. The onset of this dark phase of my life actually changed everything for me. My life was now working according to a timetable where eating and sleeping patterns had to be closely monitored and strictly followed without any excuses. My parents were doing that for me. My family, as I've already mentioned, was always my only hope and strength. Since my friends were never made aware of my epilepsy issue, so they had actually not played any role in terms of, you know, supporting me throughout this phase. They never knew of my epilepsy. I hardly used to meet them would mostly call them on phone to avoid any uncalled embarrassment because of seizures and fainting. So friends had zero role to play in terms of supporting me throughout this phase. Only my childhood friends were briefly made aware that, you know, I have something, some health issues or neurological issues. I have learned amazing lessons throughout my life, and not particularly just this phase. But to name a few, during this phase, I think I learned that patience, self-belief, and trying harder every day are the key to reach your destination. If not immediately, but eventually you'll reach what you are aiming at. Willpower and determination play a significant role in refining you as a person. That's the biggest learning.
So this was Meenakshi Shekharan's story. A true She Slays champion indeed. We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. Of course, if you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabba, signing off. Take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.